question. If we are trying to decide how best we can serve and we are trying to streamline our services accordingly, then is it not in accordance with the principles of bhakti? Is it that some senior devotee should be deciding this for us? Not necessary that the senior devotee should be deciding it. It should be that the senior devotee should, some senior devotee should be sanctioning it. Because as we grow in our spiritual life, the Prabhupada also says in the Nectar of Instruction, introduction, that once we come to goodness, how to advance further will be revealed from within. So, as we grow in our spiritual life, we also start understanding how we can most effectively serve. And using our good intelligence, using our intelligence as it has come more and more to goodness, that is also a service to Krishna. And quite often, as we become senior, even our seniors may not have the time or the ability to take care of us the same way that they took care of us in our early days. So actually, quite often, expecting that from them may itself become like too over expectation. So it's not necessarily against the principles of bhakti to want to oneself observe and learn to streamline on services. It's actually, I would say, very much in the lines of bhakti, but it should be sanctioned by some senior devotees. Now, if we are working closely with some senior devotee, and say for example, say if somebody is like the personal servant of a sannyasi or a guru, and then says, I want to make my schedule, and then he tells the guru, you should not call me between this time and this time. Well, that will not work. If there is some specific service where we are working very closely with a senior devotee who expects us to behave in a particular way, then that is different. So it is more a matter of how we can best serve, not so much which is the right or the wrong way. It's ourselves deciding or ourselves depending entirely on senior. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It will depend on what is the nature of our service. If we have our own department, and then we are essentially responsible for taking care of the department. How we do it is not, our seniors are not getting involved in that. Then we can decide, okay, I'll spend this much time for this, this much time for this, this much time for this. So I would say it's a matter of, with respect to practical details, we have to see what is the nature of the service and then decide. But streamlining one's services is an important spiritual responsibility of a serious sadhaka. And I would say it will follow the tahara viharas, regulation of our various activities. And we are actually following Bhagavad Gita by doing that. You know, whether someone helps us to do the regulation or we do the regulation ourselves, regulation is required. If the senior devotees tell us that you cannot give up the service because there's no one else to do it, or because you have to do it, that's a different issue. But if the senior devotees are not so directly involved and they are more or less sanctioning what we are doing, then our taking initiative is perfectly fine. It's not against the principles of bhakti at all. That is actually in accordance with the principle that bhakti, in bhakti, Krishna also gives dhami buddhi yogam tam yenama buddhi. Krishna gives the intelligence by which you can come to him. And we are simply trying to understand and learn from our own experiences in bhakti so that we can serve Krishna better.